Sound is very important to my work, and I feel that I pay attention to it all the time when I'm writing. But in the early stages of a poem, I feel that the poem really demands silence in the composition, so I don't usually read it out loud. I feel like I can hear the sounds fairly well in my head. So I may test out a few phrases, but something about the overall composition process for me really demands silence, kind of as a form of respect to the language, allowing it to unfold in that form of silence. And once I finally have a fairly finished draft, which could take me a month or more, I write very slowly, one of my pleasures then and one of my rewards is to read it out loud and to hear, kind of test drive the poem and kind of hear how it's working. And I found that doing that, I often learn things about the poem that I didn't otherwise know. I hear things in a different way, I hear the meanings in a different way, and I begin to understand pieces of language that seemed visually as if they fit, but then when I hear them orally, I realize that they may not fit as well. So it allows me to fine-tune the poem. I do feel that, you know, most of our poetry is experienced in literary form, silently on the page, and I wish that sound were more central to the way that we experience poetry. I think it's important to what the poem is saying, and it's getting caught up in the current of the language and allowing it to carry you away. That's one of the pleasures of poetry. So I wish there were more room for that experience in our poetry. That's part of the reason that I tend to listen to poetry a lot, both by going to readings and by downloading it onto my iPod.